We are Quixie 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha, and today is National Coffee Day. So our morning conversation is, how do you take your coffee?
I'm not a coffee person. You are a coffee person.
I've become a coffee person.
But you mix hot chocolate in it.
Yes, because that's the only tolerable way that I can drink it. Unless I'm drinking like some frappuccino or cappuccino or something like that, where it's like only partially coffee, then it would be okay. But so a lot of people on Facebook, it's interesting to me how different everybody likes their coffee.
How did they arrive at these formulas is the interesting thing.
That's a good question, because when I started drinking coffee in 2012, I didn't like it at all. And I tried all kinds of tricks because everybody had a suggestion. I tried them all. Well, the only one that worked was putting hot chocolate in it. I mean, it was just taking a packet of hot chocolate and pouring it in. That was great. But yeah, I mean, there's somebody on here that says a 16-ounce cup filled 3/4 with coffee, then fill the rest with sugar-free French vanilla cappuccino. So that's very specific. One cream, one sugar. Little sugar, little creamer but with the fall flavors, they like lots of creamer. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of different ways. Some people like a lot of sugar and a little coffee, or a lot of creamer and a little coffee. Yeah. Anyway, just let us know. How do you take your coffee?
Donna has changed her formula over the years a couple of times. She's using almond milk now, and it's the unsweetened, regular, plain almond milk, and then there's a little splash of some kind of creamer she puts in it, but the creamer, it's different. It's not like, you know, a regular brand name.
Yeah.
Anyway, she really doesn't put a lot in there, and I think what she's putting in there is very healthy, actually, but that's a fairly recent development over the last, say, 5-6 months, and she really likes it quite a bit.
Yeah, and
it lasts so long.
And how did she get to that?
She was doing some reading. It was a health thing. Mm-hmm. And she just was trying to change it up a little bit. And she kind of came up with a combination that works for her. But the funny thing is, like I said, she doesn't use a lot of it. So it lasts like a super long time.
Yeah.
It lasts longer than her creamer used to last.
See, some people will only get certain kinds of coffee or certain kinds of creamer.
Right.
Right now, we're in a hazelnut phase in our house. Before, it was a Kona coffee phase. But
that's a Hawaii thing, and you guys have got family there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really, there's a lot of factors in your coffee.